Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Grab it.
So, Tenoris, your first year in New York, in practice, you're covering Odell Beckham Jr. Nowadays, you're covering Brandon Marshall. Right. What's that been like? What's that like for you in a day-to-day basis to cover elite receivers like that? Because not just Brandon out today, you got Sterling to cover as well.
Right. I mean, it's awesome. You get different type of releases from like B. Marshall, OBJ, and Sterling. So it's like, you know, you get to work everything because you got a big guy, you got a fast guy, you got a quick guy. And each and every day, just come out there and get better.
What's the vibe around here?
Oh, nice vibe. It's a family. We close. Everybody like to have fun. We hang out outside of football, not only in, around the facility. And everybody just bun.
Different at all this year to last year?
I think everybody got a chip on their shoulder, an even bigger one than what they had last year. Knowing that we understand the scheme and the system, and just come out here and get better.
Does it bother you guys? Odell's not here, and I know Olivier's not here. Does that get noticed by the other guys? How do you guys react to that?
Oh, man, we know those guys are very talented, and we know this is a business, and we know they're out there working, and, you know, it's not no big concern for the team. You know, when they get back, they're going to come in, fill in like they always do, and we're going to have fun and continue to practice.
Would you rather they be here, or?
I mean, you know, they call. Every man got a call for themselves, so, you know, he's not here. But when he come back, we're going to welcome him back like he's been here, and we're going to have fun.
You've covered Brandon Marshall over the years, right?
Right.
Tell me about what you notice about him today compared to what you remember.
Today than what I remember? You got to understand, like, I'm in practice with him every day. So back then it was just, like, one time a game. So I'm learning, like, things that he like to do getting off the line of scrimmage, like, for his bigger receivers. Or as guys like, you know, just Terrell probably being bigger, same size as B. Marshall, you know, they like to pull, tug, try to get open. And I'm just learning, you know, how to defend that type of stuff and just keep working.
He got you one deep down the field. Did he kind of surprise you there maybe with the speed or?
No, it ain't no surprise. You know, he got on top of me. And, you know, it's just practice. So I ain't finna just try to go all out to make a play to hurt me or him. So I just, you know, he caught the ball.
Did you make sure when you came back that next set of drills, when you got that break up in the middle, kind of a little bit of a redemption in that spot?
No, not really. It's just all about understanding how to be a pro and how to practice. As you can see, it was a deep ball. I could have made a play on the ball if I wanted to go overly aggressive, but that's not what we're here for. We're here for everybody to get better and stay healthy and get through the football season.
What do you think about the new receivers in the division, like Alshon Jeffery, Terrell Pryor?
Oh, those are some great guys, man. You know, they talented. They very big. And, you know, it's going to be a challenge this year. So we all got to get ready as a DB group to compete week in and week out and just go have fun.
I think you were critical of Pryor last year. Now you're going to face him twice a year. I think that sets up a nice showdown for you guys? Or?
Man, I go each week in and week out, you know, just ready to compete. No matter who it is, no matter the size or the quickness, I just go look forward to doing my job.
Jack Rabbit, the rookie Evan Engram, I know he's at tight end, so you may not see him, but do you have a sense yet for his speed and how that might help this offense?
Oh, he's going to help out a lot. I think he's going to scratch the field a lot. He's understanding and learning very fast. And as you can see, he's talented. As you can see.
Janoris, how impressed have you been this week with the development of some of your younger teammates, like Michael Hunter, for example?
I mean, it always impresses you when you see younger guys, you know, making plays. It lets you know that they're understanding the game, they're learning, and they're paying attention to details.
Spags talked when we were here for the rookie minicamp, the idea of stressing to you guys about being hungry. You knew everyone was going to be hungry last year.
Right.
This year, you come off of last year where everyone's kind of throwing accolades at you as a defense.
Right.
How do you stay hungry?
Oh, man, we got to understand that was last year. And anything from last year don't affect us this year. It's just like we got to start all over again. And just keep building to get better because we can't depend on paperwork from last year or plays that we made from last year because it's a new year. As you know, each team always get better, always bring new guys in, and we just got to concentrate on what we got to do.
What's the goal in your eyes for the defense this year?
To be the best defense we could possibly be. You know, and as a defense, we just want to get that fifth trophy in the case.
How can you be better this year?
Oh, man, it's a lot of ways I can be better. You always can critique yourself for, you know, paying attention to small details. Let me see, understanding what's coming, when it's coming. staying square at the line, just small things, and just come out and work on it every day.
Has this been a different offseason for you? You obviously got a lot more attention last year than you had your first couple of years.
No. I approach every offseason the same. Get away from football, chill, vibe, stay out of trouble.
Chase the rabbits?
That's what I do for a living.
Jackrabbit, the second time around in the NFC East, and it looks like each team will obviously have the same starting quarterback from last year. When you talk about know what's coming, does that help in the division?
Oh, of course. It helps you a lot. Just understanding the basics, formations, what they do out of certain formations and what they like to do, stuff in that nature, and just go out there and compete once you get all that under control.
Do you have any concern you might have given a little bit too much your game plan away to Dez?
Man, listen, man, it's football is football. It ain't no game plan. Everybody got their own way of attacking, you know, each person. Not saying I'm going to go out there and attack him like that this year. It just, I gave a little clue, and then that was about it.
He came out and said something about an old tweet at one point this offseason. What was your reaction to that?
I mean, everybody going to talk, man. I just said facts is facts, and I just leave stuff as that. I understand Dez like to compete, and he know I like to compete. You know, it ain't no bad blood. It's just all about competition and having fun.
You guys talk amongst yourselves about being hungry?
Oh, yeah. Coach Spaz talked that on us every day, man. I mean, every day we're in film room. That's the first thing he say. Got to stay hungry. Iron sharper iron. And I think we're starting to understand that as a defense, and I think we're going to be special.
How long did it take you to get over last?
Oh, it didn't take me long. As soon as football was over, baby. It was over with.
Two more? How do you define special?
Define special, as in however you want to define it. You can define it as being elite or whatever. Just being special. Like turning the defense up a notch, where it is secondary, where it's the linebackers, and then everybody coming together as one in a bun, and we all on one page.
Do you pay attention to like ranking and stuff like that, or numbers, or is there something different to that?
Numbers are just numbers, man. That's just something you put on a piece of paper and you see a number.
How close was the defense last year to special, though? Or was it, in your mind? Was the
again?
Defense special last year?
We was okay. It was our first year. You know, everybody first year together. I feel like we got that bun and chemistry now to where I know how LC play. LC know how I play. I know how OV play at the DN, what they expect when I'm on the upside of a tight end. Things like that, man, just paying attention to detail.